We feel you'd like to know that this recording, for audition purposes only, has been made in full compliance with the requirements of at least 47 unions. Presenting Jeff and Lucky, the Gentleman and the Hobo, starring Olin Soule and Ed Prentice. It all started in a boxcar on a moving freight train. The gentleman attired in sartorial elegance, complete with traveling bag and cane. The hobo, attired. Opposites attract each other, they say, and Jeff and Lucky became fast friends. With Jeff's polish and Lucky's experience, few doors are closed to them, and the situations in which they find themselves are as varied as a woman's whims. When last seen, they were stranded on a country road. They'd thumbed and thumbed, but no passing motorist had even slowed down. Finally, when it was beginning to grow dark, they'd even walked a distance and had eventually taken refuge in the hayloft of a large red barn. Now it's the crack of dawn, and Jeff and Lucky are still in the hay, literally. A few birds are beginning to twitter. Lucky's snoring's their only competition.
Oh, me. Lucky. Lucky, wake up.
Yeah, huh? What's the matter?
Well, nothing, but the alarm went off.
Alarm? What do you mean?
Oh, for one thing, the birds, and another, you're snoring.
Snoring?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's my nose.
Yes, I suspected as much.
Oh, hey, Jeff, look, this is the first night in a week we get a warm place to sleep with a roof over our heads, and what happens?
Why, I don't know. We checked in here last night and stowed away in the hayloft.
Checked in? You still think you're staying at the Waldorf? Would they wake you at the crack of dawn?
Well, no, I suppose they wouldn't, unless you left a call.
Yeah, well, I didn't leave no call, so let's catch some more shut-eye.
All right, Lucky.
Can you reach that phone?
What's that?
I said, can you reach the phone? If you call downstairs, maybe them cows and horses might have breakfast ready so as we could eat before we leave.
Very well, Lucky. I'm sorry I bothered you. But I'm awake now. I think I'll go downstairs and look about a bit.
Okay. But look, just see that you don't cause no excitement, Jeff. If you wake them animals up too early, the farm will get wise to us being here.
Oh, don't worry, Lucky. I'll be very discreet. But I do want to get downstairs and pick some of this hay out of my trousers. I'm beginning to look a little bit too rustic. Oh, now, where in the world is that ladder we climbed up last night?
I don't know. Look for a hole in the hay.
A hole? Oh, yeah. Yes, of course, a hole. Yeah, here it is. Lucky?
Yeah, what now?
I found the hole, but it's dark down below, and I don't see any ladder. What do you suppose happened to it?
It's there. Feel around with your foot.
Just as you say. Here goes. Oh, Lucky! Lucky, I'm slipping! Ouch! My back.
Jeff!
No. All right, never mind, Dobbin, my friend. Never mind. I'm sorry I landed in your apartment or whatever it is, but I couldn't help myself.
Are you all right, Jeff?
It's quite all right, but I seem to be hemmed in by a horse.
Wouldn't you know? You went down the wrong hole. That's the one they put hay down for the horse.
Yeah, well, why don't they put a sign over it? What'll I do, Lucky? This animal, he seems belligerent.
Okay, I'll come down.
Yeah, all right, quiet, Dobbin. Man of war, 20 grand or whatever your name is. Hey, that's my trousers you're nibbling at. I'm not to eat. Here's some hay. Now, see what you've done? You've awakened the cow, too.
What a picture. What are you standing in the manger for, Jeff? All you got to do is step down and come on out.
Yeah, but the horse is in the way.
Well, tell him to move over.
But how shall I tell him, Lucky? We hardly know each other. We haven't even been introduced.
Introduced? Move over, you.
But Lucky, he might kick or bite.
Farm horses don't kick or bite. Come on, move over, you. Let his royal highness out.
Yes, that's better. Lucky, you know, you sound a trifle annoyed with me.
Oh, it's all right, Jeff, but next time we sleep in the hayloft, remember there's a hole for every one of the stalls downstairs.
Yeah, all right, I will.
I guess I didn't want to sleep no more anyways.
Seems the animals don't want to sleep either.
They want to, all right. I told you not to make no noise. But now that you've done it anyway and it's broad daylight, I guess we better scram before the farmer gets here.
Yes, I expect you're right. Why, Lucky, look at this.
Every barn's got one of them, just a cat.
Oh, you're wrong, Lucky. It's a parade of cats. Look, mother cat and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little ones. Well, how are you, Duchess?
Hey, kind of cute at that, isn't it?
That's amazing. Look, Lucky, the mother is having her morning ablutions and the little tykes follow suit.
Yeah, well, maybe they're having what you say, but all I can see is that they're washing their faces. All cats does that.
Yes, excellent habit. Wish I could do the same.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll find a pump outside somewhere. Come on, Jeff. We ought to be getting out of here.
No, now, wait a minute, Lucky. This interests me, the way the Duchess is instructing her young.
Yeah, well, we ain't got no time for a course in cat etiquette. I'm going to get this door open.
Very well. Au revoir, Duchess. Well, where'd I leave my cane?
It's right here by the door. You parked it when we come in last night. Oh. Now, look out. I'm going to open this door.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Or is it? Lucky, do you see what I see?
Yeah, I see it. You would stall around playing with cats. A lady in a nightshirt.
No, not Lucky. That's a dressing gown.
I don't care what it is. It's a farmer's wife.
Yeah, it's a most determined-looking female, too. Lucky, what's that under her arm?
It's a shotgun, and she looks like she could use it, too. We can't run now.
No, I should say not. She does seem upset. You can see her mouth moving. I wonder if she thinks we can hear her at this distance.
I don't know, Jeff, but here she comes, and I ain't looking forward to it. There ain't nothing ornery than an upset woman.
Heard the like, waking up the chickens, waking up the cows, waking up the horses, trespassing on decent people's property. Don't try to run away, you two. I'll blow you to kingdom come.
Madam, I assure you we have no intention
of... Don't talk. Just as soon shoot a man as look at him. Fact that rather ain't got no use for men. Now you take Pa.
No, madam, you take him.
Jeff.
Shut up, both of you. Where is Pa? William, get yourself out of bed. Just like a man, never around when you need him.
Well, we're here, madam. Glad to be of service.
Better let me do the talking, Jeff. Listen, lady, all we done was sleep in your barn last night.
So you slept in the barn? Who said you could do that?
Well, you see, it was late. We didn't like to disturb you.
A fine thing, making use of other folks' property. How do I know you didn't steal anything?
My dear lady, all I have is a few hay seeds in the cuffs of my trousers. You can search my pockets for horses and cows.
A wiseacre, eh? Well, you're not going to wiseacre me.
Easy, Jeff.
What in tarnation's going on down here? Way you tore out of the house, thought the world must be coming to an end.
And you wouldn't turn a hand to do anything about it if it was. Shiftless, that's what you are, Pa. Always have been and always will be. And here's two more shiftless men been sleeping in our barn.
So? Well, did you have a good rest, boys?
Yes. Yes, splendid.
Sure want to thank you, mister.
Yes, indeed, and I think we ought to introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
My name is Jeff.
Well, howdy.
And this is my friend Lucky.
Hi. Howdy.
I take it you are William.
Yeah, I'm William. And this here's Eileen Jane Arabella. I call her Ma for short. Say howdy, Ma.
I don't say howdy to no strangers. What's your last names? See, they ain't got none. There's something funny about them, Pa, and I knowed it right from the start. Come to think of it, they look mighty like them two fellers they got pictures of on the wall in the post office in town. I'm going to call the sheriff.
Wait a minute, lady. We ain't done no harm.
Well, I ain't taking no chances. Pa will lock them up in the chicken house till the sheriff can get here.
Oh, now, Ma, don't seem no reason to call in the law. The sheriff's a busy man, and these are nice fellers.
Quiet, Pa. Anybody could pull the wool over your eyes. Now get moving, you two, or I'll let go with a load of buckshot. Pa, open the chicken house door, and we'll lock them up.
Can't even sit down in this place.
Yes, right you are. Lucky, why does that hen keep making all that noise?
Because she laid an egg. What do you think?
Well, I don't know why she feels so good about it. It's just a raw egg. Now, if it were fried or boiled or scrambled...
Oh, Jeff, do you have to talk about grub when I'm hungry?
Sorry, Lucky. Well, now, what's that new noise?
Just pigs. They live right next door.
Pigs. Ah, the irony of it. To paraphrase Mr. Coleridge, eggs and bacon everywhere, nor any bite to eat.
Quiet.
Well, Lucky, I thought you liked poetry.
Yeah, I do, but there's a time and place.
Oh.
Wonder how long they're going to keep us here in this loony bin.
Well, I suppose until a sheriff comes. What do you think will happen then?
I don't know. Worst can happen is they'll lock us up for a couple of days. That ain't so bad. You get free meals, place to sleep.
Yeah, but if they take us into court, Lucky, our names, you know, they're not very informative.
Oh, you mean just Jeff and Lucky?
Yes.
Well, that's easy. It stands on your constitutional rights, like you always say. Your name's Jeff. They want to know more, you just say you won't talk.
Yeah, that's right. I won't talk till I see my lawyer.
Sure, and I won't talk till I see my lawyer. But we ain't got no lawyer, so they lock us up for a couple of days, and that's that.
Yeah, I see. Then after a couple of days, we're free on a writ of hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus, that's good.
Well, just the same, I'm relieved there isn't any publicity in store for us. Or for me, anyhow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you don't want any.
You may think it's strange, Lucky, but as I've told you before, I really haven't done anything wrong.
You don't have to tell me. I ain't even interested. Look, Jeff, remember that night in the ditch when we jumped off that freight car and I took you on as a partner? I said you was all right, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, so you're still all right. There's a lot of things you don't know, like the right hole to go down in a hayloft, but for my money, if I had any, you're okay.
Well, thank you, Lucky. Say, there's another egg. Lucky, I've got an idea. What would you think of trying to please Eileen Jane Arabella? Or shall we call her Ma?
Yeah, Ma for short.
Yeah.
Say, you couldn't please that there female no matter what you done.
Well, a man can but try. Now, look, there's some baskets by the door here. Suppose we gathered up all these eggs and saved her the trouble.
Oh, I don't know, Jeff. Maybe the hens wouldn't like it.
Yeah, well, like it or not, let's experiment. Now, here, I'll start on this side and you start on the other, huh?
Okay, if it'll make you feel better.
Yeah, it will, Lucky. It's the Boy Scout or something coming out in me. My good deed for the day. Now, move over, my fine feathered friend. Lucky, she pecked at me. What do I do now?
Let her lay.
Yeah, grammatically correct, but it doesn't procure the eggs. Well, here's one. Yes, and here's another. Ah, yes, Lucky, the eggs and us. Someday we'll write a book. Here, how's this? The eggs and I are in the dry, and another guy. But we may die for lack of food. We should have stewed in bed in the hay for another day.
Jeff.
Huh?
Are you going nuts?
Well, I hope not. I was just trying to pass the time.
Yeah, well, let's pass the time picking up these eggs.
Well, at least we've got 6 dozen eggs now.
Yeah, we're still waiting.
Uh-oh. Hey,
shh, the sheriff.
Well, boys.
Why, it's Pa. We thought perhaps you were the sheriff.
Yeah.
Nope. Boys, seems as though you're kind of out of luck. Ma's been trying to get in touch with the sheriff, but he's gone fishing.
Fishing? For how long's he gone fishing?
Well, that's hard to tell. Usually stays till he catches something, and he ain't much of a fisherman.
Oh, then you mean we've got to stay in this chicken house more or less indefinitely?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but ain't they got no deputy sheriff or something? We can't stay here. We got an appointment. Anyways, we need food in our stomachs.
Well, sure you do, and I told Ma. I says, Ma, why not give the boys something to eat and then let them help me around the place here? There's a powerful lot of work on this farm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Too much work for one man.
Oh, you're telling that story again, Pa. Wouldn't be so much work if you didn't let it go and let it go.
No,
and...
Ma, I ain't got the energy I used to have.
Energy? Huh. You're shiftless, that's all.
Oh, now, Ma, ain't no need to get so head up. I was just telling the boys I thought they could do a little work to repay us for sleeping in the barn.
An excellent idea, excellent. And look, we've already started. You see? Look at these baskets. Eggs. Lots of eggs.
Yeah, 6 dozen eggs.
Well, see, look at that, Ma.
Huh. Did you do that all by yourselves?
No, madam. My friend here is like the Pied Piper. He just whistled a tune and the hens brought the eggs to us.
More wiseacres, huh? How many did you break?
Careful with the shotgun, Ma.
Shut up. I know what I'm a-doing.
Oh, we didn't break none, lady. Honest, we didn't.
Huh. Well, it's better than Pa can do. Maybe you could do a little work around here. Yeah, come think of it, we might as well make use of you till the sheriff gets home.
Oh, that's fine, Ma. You know, the cows have got to be milked, and the garden needs weeding, and the east field needs a plowing.
Shut up, Pa. That's all outside work. I need some help, too. Now, there's the windows to clean, the great big wall.
Jeff, maybe we just better wait here till the sheriff comes.
No, now, Lucky, I'm sure we're going to be of great assistance to these good people. But, before you fight over our services, madam, I must assure you that we'd be much more efficient if we had something to eat. Madam, I must assure you that we'd be much more efficient if we had something to eat.
Well, all right, but you'll have to fix it yourself. Bring them eggs up the house and you can fry what you need.
Ah, a fried egg sunny side up.
And there's a pot of coffee on the stove. Leave it there all the time. Only thing keeps Pa awake.
Think I'll go up and have a cup now, Ma.
Oh, no, you won't. You get them cows milked. Then after he gets breakfast, this in here can help you plow that field.
But, you mean me, ma'am?
Why, sure, Lucky, if you can help. I'll drive the horse, and all you have to do is steer the plow.
That's all, huh?
Yes, and your friend here, he looks a little more respectable.
Thank you, madam.
Never mind the thanks. You'll help me around the house.
Delighted.
You won't be so delighted when you see the size of the wash we got to do. All right, get in front of me. I'll keep my shotgun on you, just in case. Sheet you're hanging up. We'll take shirts and underwear next.
All right, well.
And mind you don't let anything drag on the ground. We'll just have to wash it over again.
Golly, couple.
Stop mumbling. I can't understand a word you're saying.
I'm sorry, madam. I was merely following your instructions. You told me to hold a few clothespins in my mouth so I'd have my hands free.
Well, I didn't know you was going to have to talk all the time.
Talk? Madam, I've been working my fingers to the bone.
Hey, what's this? That's not Pa's shirt.
No, madam, that's mine. I took the liberty of putting in a few things of my own.
Well, can't be helped now, I guess. Fine material, this shirt. My lands, what are you doing to Pa's underwear?
Why, hang it up, madam, as you told me.
I didn't tell you to hang them up that way. Hang them up with the feet.
You mean upside down?
Of course, upside down. It'll stretch them bags out of the knees. Pa didn't set so much, he wouldn't have them bags.
Very well. There we are. Now, well, my, what have we here?
Give me them.
Well, all right, but what are they?
They're my unmentionables.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I mentioned them. My, I thought the days of the Bloomer girl were over.
Well, they ain't, but that's none of your business.
Oh, my mistake. Oh, by the way, haven't you forgotten something?
Forgot?
Oh, yes, the shotgun. Where is it?
Oh, well, I guess I must have left it up at the end of the line. Well, leave it be. I'm probably just letting you take me in, but you seem all right enough. And I gotta say this for you. At least you do as you're told.
Why, thank you, madam. And may I compliment you?
Huh?
Well, the way you manage this wash, I had no idea that such a pile of soiled clothes could turn into this array of fresh white linen. Well, look at it. It's a work of art. You're wonderful.
Well, land's sakes. Well, that's right nice of you. But there's nothing wonderful about it. Hard work and common sense, that's all. When I do a thing, I like to do it good. I only wish Pa... And Pa's the way he is, and you can't change him.
Well, of course, it's none of my business, but maybe you try too hard.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I don't know, but sometimes a horse goes faster if you give him his head instead of driving him all the time. Now, if you were to stop telling Pa he was so shiftless...
Nope, won't do no good. I know Pa. Now, of course, if he was to be around an ambitious man like you for a change...
Me? Oh, madam, ambition should be made of sterner stuff.
What's that?
Nothing. I was just quoting from Shakespeare.
Oh, yes. He's the fellow that writes for the movies.
Yes.
You sure did take hold of that wash. I could tell you didn't know one end of the washing machine from t'other, but you sure did take hold. Say, maybe I could use you around here for several days. Is your friend a good worker, too?
Lucky? Oh, why, yes. In his own line, Lucky's very good.
Well, that's fine. All right, you can stay for a spell then, if you're mind to. May do Pa good to be working with a man like Lucky.
Don't that there horse look kind of tired to you?
Sure do. That's why I stopped him in the shade of this tree here.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Hey, let's sit down and have some coffee, huh?
Coffee?
Sure. See, I have this bottle in my shirt here. When your missus was giving us breakfast, I figured I might as well fill her up. Have some?
Well, thanks. You know, Lucky, you're a man after my own heart. You look at things the way I do.
Well, I believe in enjoying life, all right.
Well, so do I. Of course, I used to have more energy than I got now, but Ma kind of wore me down.
Yeah, I reckon she would.
Ain't it awful? And seems like we could be so happy on the farm here if she was different. Why, when I first met her, thought I'd never seen a finer figure of a woman, and sweet as they come. But I'd no sooner said, I do, than I've been doing ever since.
And that's bad. A fella's got to rest once in a while.
Well, we're a-resting now, ain't we, Lucky?
Yeah.
why don't we just lean back against this tree here and you spout some more stories about bumming, huh? Oh, that must be a wonderful life, the way you tell it.
There's nothing like the road, Pa.
Uh-huh.
You go places and you meet people. You're so free. Free as the air.
Oh, must be wonderful. Can't hear enough about it. How long you fellas gonna stay around here, huh?
I don't know. Looks like the sheriff will have to say about that.
Oh, don't worry about the sheriff. Once he's gone fishing, he's likely to be gone all summer.
Oh. Well, then I don't know how long we'll stay. How long do you suppose it'll take us to plow this here field?
Oh, 3 or 4 days anyhow, at the rate we're going. Gotta get it planted before summer, though, or the darn stuff won't grow.
Lucky, you and Pa have been at it for nearly a week now. Did you finally get that field plowed today?
Yeah. And listen, Jeff, let's blow tonight. What do you say?
Blow?
Yeah.
You mean leave our comfortable home? Now, here I am, all snugly at rest at my bed in the hay.
Okay, Jeff, I see. So you're reverting to type?
No, not at all. Just that I thought, well, things have been going rather well. We've been eating regularly. Plenty of fresh milk and eggs.
And plenty of Ma. Ma for short.
Oh, no, Ma isn't so bad. I've seen a lot of her in the last few days. Why, she's even agreed not to call the sheriff.
So she's agreed, so she's still running the show. I don't like bossy women.
Nonsense. Ma's all right. No one's ever handled her properly.
Well, it ain't gonna be me that tries. Besides, Jeff, we'll be getting in a rut if we stay here any longer.
Oh, but Lucky, look at us. It's doing us good. Why, here I'm all rehabilitated, shirt clean, trousers pressed. Yeah, and my shoes shine. Hello, Duchess. She's been licking them every night.
All right, so you're all set. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
But Lucky, Ma and Pa have been nice to us. We can't just leave without saying anything. Run off in the middle of the night.
Oh, well, if that's all that's worrying you, then I'll tell you. I put a bug in Pa's ear this afternoon.
A bug?
Yeah. I told him we'd probably be taking off tonight.
Oh. Well, I suppose that does put a different light on things. And I do see your point, Lucky. We're on the road, and, well, rolling stones should gather no moss, all that sort of thing.
Okay, then let's go. Where's your stuff?
Hey, wait a minute, Lucky. Did you hear something?
Yeah, somebody's coming up the ladder.
Yeah.
Hey, you still there, boys?
Why, it's Pa.
Yeah, Pa, we're here.
Yeah. Am I glad I made it in time? We had to wait till Ma was asleep.
Well, but what's the matter?
Why, I'm going with you.
Huh?
Sure. You said you was taking off tonight. Got my suitcase all packed. It's down below.
But...
Well, I guess you're kind of surprised, all right. But, well, I thought it all over, fellas. And I ain't felt so young since I was a kid. Oh, freedom. It'll be wonderful.
Pa, you can't do this.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, Pa, think of us. Well, we'd be accused of contributing to the delinquency of a major.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Oh, Jeff, he likes fancy words, but listen, you listen to me, Pa. You wouldn't like the road. It's a hard life.
Hard? But you've been telling me how wonderful it was.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing, Lucky, while you were plowing.
Well, sure he has, and what's good enough for you boys is good enough for me. Come on, let's go.
No, huh? No, listen, Pa, you can't be hasty. You got to deliberate. Didn't you tell me how happy you could be here on this farm if Ma was different?
Sure, but she ain't different. Ma don't change.
Oh, now that's where you're wrong. Ma does change. In fact, she has changed right before my eyes.
You need glasses, mister.
No, I don't. Just that you haven't looked. Besides, I've complimented Ma now and then, and she likes it. And I've told her off now and then, and she likes that, too.
You've told Ma off?
Certainly. And you could do the same. Are you man or mouse? See, you can't fool the Duchess.
I'm going to give some of them cats away, too many of them.
Well, be that as it may, you've got to speak up more to Ma. Have you ever read The Taming of the Shrew?
Oh, Jeff, there you go with that Shakespeare guy again. Where's all this going to get us?
The Taming of the Shrew, Paul, that's for you.
Well, I ain't never read it. You mean someone like Ma got tamed?
She certainly did. The husband was the master in his own house. He laid down the law.
Well, you mean I could do that?
Well, of course, just like Petruchio.
Petruchio who?
Yeah, the fella in the play. Why, when he said sit down, the wife sat down. When he said stand up, she stood up.
Well, I don't know. Lucky, what do you think, huh?
Why, sure, there's nothing to it. Jeff read me the whole story one day standing up in the public library. You just gotta be firm. Talk loud.
Uh-huh. Like this? Sit down, Ma.
Will you?
Oh, gosh, it's Ma.
Will you?
Now we've done it.
That's Ma, all right. She's coming up the ladder.
Well, Paul, here's your chance.
William, what do you mean by scaring the daylights out of me? Coming out in the middle of the night.
Quiet, Ma.
Who said that?
I did, Ma.
But William, I was so worried about you. I thought something had happened. I was so worried.
You? Worried about me?
Of course I was worried. I kept thinking of all the terrible things I've said to you. And still and all, Pa, if anything was to happen to you, I wouldn't know what to do. And then when I find you're all right, you shout at me. Palms are nervous. I'm going to bawl. I'm going to bawl like everything.
No, you ain't.
What's that?
Sit down, Ma.
Sit down?
I said sit down.
But, Pa, there ain't nothing to sit on but the hay.
Well, then, sit on the hay. Sit down. Now, stand up.
Yes, Pa.
By golly, it works, boys. sit down. Stand up.
Bravo, Pa. Bravo.
Pa, you gone off your mind? Is it really you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm Petruchio. Well, anyhow, I'm boss.
Oh, Pa, I've been waiting 30 years for you to talk to me like that.
Well, you don't have to wait no longer.
And I guess we don't have to wait any longer either, Lucky. Everything seems to be under control. Shall we go?
What's that? You boys ain't leaving us.
Yeah, we are, ma'am.
But you can't go in the middle of the night like this with nothing to eat.
Don't say can't, Ma. If you want to invite them for breakfast, invite them.
Yes, Pa. Won't you boys stay over and have breakfast with us in the morning? Then I'll fix you a nice basket of lunch to take along with you, if you think you really have to go.
Well, what do you think, Lucky?
Yes, ma'am. We'd be delighted. It was a fine breakfast, ma'am, but now we got to be on our way.
Yeah.
Here's your cane, Jeff.
Oh, thanks, Lucky.
Sure hate to see you boys go, but guess you gotta.
Never mind, Pa. They'll be back sometime.
Well, now, is that an invitation, Ma?
It certainly is. Anytime you boys are around this way, don't you forget the welcome signs on the barn door.
Okay. Goodbye, folks, and thanks again for the grub.
And our stay here has certainly been a pleasure. Thanks for everything.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, boys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ma. Goodbye, Pa.
Well, Jeff, kind of looks as though those folks are going to get along better.
Yes, Lucky does. And it's a nice feeling to think that we may have helped. Our good deed for the week.
Your good deed, you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Well, here's the highway. Which way should we go?
I don't care. Got a nickel?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have two of them, but I don't think there'll be a bus along.
That ain't what I want it for. Give me one. Thanks. Heads, we go to the left, tails to the right.
Oh, okay. Tails.
Tails it is. To the right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're off again. And it's a beautiful morning, and thank goodness there's only the two of us.
Yeah. Two of us, did you say? What's that noise?
Oh, I almost forgot. I suppose it's a kitten I have in my pocket.
Oh, Jeff, they're a lot of trouble. What did you want to do that for?
Well, Pa said they had too many of them. Hello there, Bright Eyes.
The black one. You picked the black one.
Of course, Lucky. Naturally, I picked the black one. I thought the black one would bring us good luck.
Well, with a flip of a coin, our friends are off again, and in the company of a black kitten. Will it bring them good luck or bad? That I don't know, but listen in next week for another amusing adventure with Jeff and Lucky, the gentleman and the hobo. Jeff and Lucky is written by Mildred Hark and Noel McQueen and produced by Russ Young. Hope Summers was heard as Ma and Sidney Elstrom as Pa. Original music by Herbert Foote. This is Tom Moore speaking.